Back in the mid-1960s, most new buildings were constructed with their elevators embedded in the walls. But the Hyatt Regency was different. Its elevators rose up from the center of the lobby. And watching them lift off, a very young girl by the name of Jana Portman asked her father a question. Where do they go?
So that was a Saturday. Monday, I came in and designed the Polaris on top.
Jana's dad, John Portman, is arguably Atlanta's best-known architect. He took his daughter's question and turned it into a moving restaurant.
So that we could bring the community in, get on into the Polaris, and to have it rotate so they could see the city and how the city was evolving.
The Polaris would come to define the skyline of Atlanta, and it became so popular that people literally lined up to see it. That's according to Walter Woods, marketing manager for the Hyatt.
Back in 1967, in the early 70s, there was no Six Flags. Stone Mountain was sort of a modest little monument park, and even Polaris' view at the time, there weren't many buildings much taller.
But over time, the Polaris started to show its age. And so, according to their general manager, Peter McMahon, it was closed in 2004.
Well, a couple things happened. One is that we had some damage from some storms that came through, so there was a lot of abatement. And it was in our plans to start with the total hotel renovation. We thought we would have this done in 5 years. It took 10 years because of the collapse in the markets and such. And so we knew this would be the last piece, and that's why it was closed.
Lobby level.
The elevator still takes you from the lobby 25 floors up to the Polaris. The elevator doors open to a modern look with sleek chairs, vivid colors, and bookshelves that divide the room. And yes, the restaurant still slowly rotates for 360-degree views of the city. Views that, according to Walter Woods, are still pretty good.
I'm looking down into Georgia Tech. I can see the Georgia Tech Stadium. We can see Kennesaw Mountain very much in the distance. We can see West Beach Street.
And even though the Polaris may likely never be the icon it once was, their hopeful visitors will return, if not for the views that once were, but to see Atlanta as it has now become. David Baraswain, WABE News.